We assume and hope the first of several, maybe, conversations we'll have analyzing this season with the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, Alex Anthopoulos. Before we go anywhere, because this is the big conversation that is taking place in and around baseball right now, Cabrera or Trout, if you had to vote?
Cabrera because of Triple Crown. I understand the arguments for Trout with the position and WAR and all that kind of stuff, but because the feat is so rare and the fact that he's on a playoff team.
You say that even though historically you understand that, and I'm with you. I'm Cabrera guy too, but a whole bunch of unbelievable Triple Crown winners haven't been named MVP. You know that, huh?
You know what? I realize that, and I can easily, if I was looking at maybe more objectively, on the surface, I would say Trout because he's playing center field and everything else he does. So to say Cabrera hasn't been, but it's just the combination of everything. They've both had unbelievable seasons, so that's why I'd probably go Cabrera. But I can absolutely understand the people that want to go Trout. I would not argue with that at all.
All right, as a general manager, how do you assess Trout? And I'm going to give you the two categories. One, great player, who probably will get greater, or good player who's just had a great season.
Great player who I don't think he can get greater. I mean, you look at
maybe not.
He's having. I mean, I don't even know that it's fair to expect
good
him to
point.
Repeat this, but the production out of that position, I mean, to find what he's doing from center field, batting average, power, stolen bases, gold glove defense, it is, I mean, he's not the same type of player, but I didn't follow him as much because I was a National League fan, but I would think Ken Griffey Jr. was the closest thing to him. Again, Ken Griffey was more of a power guy, but in terms of being complete, that's as complete as you're going to get.
Alex, we're obviously at the end of your season. I know you talked to the press today, and you probably answered this question, but I'm going to ask you right now because it's the first one it would appear to be facing you in terms of looking ahead to 2013. Can you say today, unequivocally, without qualification, that John Farrell will be the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays in 2013?
Yes, and I've been asked that, and I've always said John is our manager. I know people want to keep writing things, and you know it's just part of the job. People want to speculate rumors, all that kind of stuff. But yes, I've always said that, and I haven't changed that.
Just let me okay, I'll ask it in a different way. Is there any circumstance under which John Farrell would not be the manager in 2013?
I don't foresee one right now. I mean, I guess, knock on wood, crazy things winning, I'm sure. If I got thrown in jail tomorrow, I'm not going to be the GM of the Toronto Blue Jays. But
sure.
But
things within your control, okay?
Yeah.
So things
I would right now, it's a yes, absolutely, 100%.
Have you talked contract with him, contract extension?
No, I have not. And again, you know, whenever that time would come, that's something that I wouldn't necessarily announce. But you know, and I got to ask that today as well, you know, timing this and that. I feel like when it comes to you know staff and contracts and things like that, I always look at the baseball calendar and what's coming up first, and the first thing is free agency, and then setting our 40-man roster, and you know tackling all those things. Those are things we need to handle full speed ahead. When it comes to contracts, staffing, all that kind of stuff, we have time, especially when it comes to managers, things like that. A lot of teams have done those in spring training. They've done them during the year. That's definitely not something that we need to address right now. We have a lot of other areas to address first.
Philosophically, what would John Farrell working into the last year of his contract mean to you? Anything?
It doesn't mean anything. I know, I think last time, the last time before you guys hung up on me, and I called back,
We never hung
told,
up on you.
I was told, we're on break. And I said, well, can I jump on? Well, can you wait 8 minutes? I got TSN at 6:40. And then let's fan the flames and say Anthopoulos hung up on us because I don't do that. But I don't mind you guys hanging up on me. I still called back. But
we never said you hung up on us. Just to be clear
with
it. No, we clarified. Clarified this on air. Yes, we did.
I don't remember this at all.
I give you guys credit. But no, when it comes to contractual status and things like that and going into the last year, I think Damian said something about the Leafs, and I think Ron Wilson got an extension. They still made a change, and I think it just played into my point of you can have 10 years on your deal, a year or 5 years on your deal. If people aren't happy with the job you're doing, you make changes if you're an employee. If it's a player, you're making $5, $10, $20 million a year, your contract has an impact.
Just one last thing on the manager, because, again, today is probably the day to address it. I know in a season like this, there are all kinds of extenuating circumstances, and there are also in a season when you end up with a record like this. Not a lot of guys get A pluses for their performance.
Sure.
But how would you, if you were grading your manager's performance this year, how would you grade it?
I'd say incomplete, and I'd say more of, if you want to grade someone, I'd say grade the GM, and that's me, because of, you know, I give him and the staff the players to work with. That's all he can do with those guys. So, you know, I think, again, guys got hurt. That's not to say that's the reasons for all of the issues that we've had. I mean, there's guys that didn't perform, and John's not the guy signing players. He's not the guy trading for players. So I understand in sports we point at coaches, we point at managers, and then beyond that we point at GMs. I could comfortably say that, you know, I didn't give him the roster to win, and then we didn't stay healthy as well. So it's a combination of things.
Okay, what grade would you give yourself?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, we don't make the playoffs and we don't win, we didn't accomplish our goals. So anything, I guess I would say, short of playoffs and things like that are an F. I don't think I'm ever satisfied with anything beyond that.
So let me just throw three things out here, and they're not necessarily relevant, but I want to try and put this in context. You made a play for Darvish or you didn't make a play for Darvish. Nobody's really sure. We don't know whether you were involved in the Gonzalez trade talks or not. Prince Fielder, you said you'd go to a certain point. The organization said we go to a certain point. When it got to too many years, you were sort of out of it.
Right.
Any of those signings, would they have made any difference this year? Or was this year just going to be a disaster anyway? And do you know, how
in
do you feel about
it? I would have told you those are all good players and they all would have helped us win more games. And I don't know that one player, you know, with where we're at right now, whether it's 72, 73 wins, obviously it's well short of the 90-plus wins you're going to need to even, you know, be close to the playoffs. I can't imagine one player having a 20-win impact. So I would say those, you know, one of those players would not have put us in the playoffs. That's not to say they wouldn't have made us a better team, which goes without saying. But no, we were not one player away with what happened this year, the injuries, some of the changes in performance, things like that. I mean, I think that's pretty clear.
At this stage, are you, in the big picture, are you organizationally, are you ahead of where you were at this stage, where you thought you were at this stage a year ago, or have you fallen back from where you were a year ago?
Well, I'd say it's, you know, the toughest part about it is with, you know, some of the starters being out for part of next year. So I guess when you say organizationally, sure, we're ahead because you're looking at the minor leagues. You know, the big league level, obviously, there's going to be changes from year to year. But organizationally, I'd say we're ahead. Obviously, the one-loss record, we're behind. I mean, that goes without saying. But, you know, the biggest issue is, you know, the fact that we've lost, you know, some of these relievers and starters, Louis Perez, Drew Hutchison, Kyle Drabek, to Tommy John, and they're not going to be ready for spring training. They're not going to be ready at the All-Star break. They're pretty much done for the season. You might see them the last 2 months, but at that point, I won't say it's too late, but our planning, we can't plan for those guys to be part of the team. We need to make moves in the offseason. So from the 25-man roster, our depth has been impacted quite a bit. So, you know, that's going to be the most challenging part is, you know, if we pitch, we're going to be a very good team. And obviously you could say that about a lot of clubs, you know, but we do have some firepower offensively. We do have a lot of home run power. The bullpen, you know, is starting to stabilize a little bit. You can always improve that. But the rotation is by far the area that needs to be addressed. If it's not addressed, we're not going to go anywhere.
I got like 10 seconds. Does this team need another veteran? And I mean specifically a veteran because he's a veteran.
Well, you know, I know Jose Bautista was asked that today. He had said no. I know there's a million opinions on this.
What do you think?
I think we can always – well, I would say this. I'm more concerned about getting good players. I'd still like to add a veteran if we can, add more makeup talent and so on. But it's a fine line. I don't think it's just somebody who's got 20 years in the league that can't play.
Thanks, Double A.
All right, guys. Thanks.
We'll talk to you again soon. There's Alex Anthopoulos, the general manager of the Toronto Blue Jays.